Hello, my name is Jabril. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you, or are you calling to get the vaccination shot for the COVID?
I'm calling about the vaccination shot. I am over 65, so as I understand it, I'm eligible next week.
You're over 65?
Yeah.
What's your age? How old are you?
I'm 69.
The update for the 65 and up will be updated next week, I think by Monday, if I'm not sure.
Yes, ma'am, I think so. So I live near HooverNet, and so that would be a convenient place for me to go. I have filled out the form online, you know, saying that I need it. Do I need to bring a copy of that form, and do you need a driver's license?
We do not provide that information. On my line, we do not register. We do register. I'm sorry, pardon me. We do not schedule the appointments. Whatever county you register with, their nearest facility near you will reach out to you. But I would say have that with you just to be on the safe side, ID, probably social, or proof of your health conditions. I would say have that just to be on the safe side, but I'm not sure. They don't provide us with, there's a lot of information they're not providing us with to let the customers know.
Somehow I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's very very unorganized.
I know, and I know it's difficult to vaccinate so many people at one time. Next week I didn't know whether to get in line over there or not. I read on Alabama, Jefferson County's Department of Health that you need an appointment, and I have, you know, who do you call?
Some of them are doing appointments. Some counties are doing walk-ins and drive-bys.
Okay. So are you state or are you Jefferson County?
I'm located in Montgomery right now.
Oh, okay.
I have a facility down here. Like I said, some are doing drive-bys, walk-ins. I have a facility down here at our old Montgomery Mall. They're doing drive-in. The line is all the way back up on the street. But they're doing it by appointments because I did see workers outside with papers. So I think they're checking off names and just having you drive in. I'm not sure. I know different counties are doing it differently. So I can't say for your county of how they're doing it. But I can look up drive-through and walk-in clinics.
Yeah. Okay.
In your county? What county are you in?
I am in Jefferson.
Okay. Give me a second.
I appreciate that.
What other, what's close to Jefferson County?
You mean what county is close to Jefferson County? Or
yes, ma'am. County? Anything closer to Jefferson County? Because I don't have anything popping up for Jefferson.
Okay, Shelby. Shelby County is very close.
Okay, give me just a second.
Sure. Again, I appreciate it.
You said Shelby?
Yes, Shelby.
I wonder why there's nothing popping up for those. Okay, I'm finna go and look at all the pages. Conway, Franklin, Jackson, Lauderdale, Limestone, Monroe, Marshall, Dallas, Lawrence. Marshall, Jackson, Mobile. Okay, I don't think. Okay, some suggestion. You guys down there have to have appointments. This, what I'm looking up, is for drive-through and walk-in clinics that are, you don't have to have no appointment needed. Okay, I'm gonna look up for appointments only.
Yeah, I bet we are.
Yes, ma'am.
We're appointment only, huh?
Okay. You're close to Birmingham, right?
Oh, yeah. Very close.
I got the Jefferson County Department Health.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's who I probably need to talk to, isn't it?
If you want to call and check in with them, their phone number is 205.
Uh-huh.
930.
Okay.
14.
14.
29.
1429. 930-1429.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Hope I've been able to help you.
You have been a major source of help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You too. Thank you for calling the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.